Good evening, Eric. You're number one. Welcome to Politically Incorrect for June the 2nd, 2022, Thursday evening. This week's topic is BlackRock. We own your food. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help to keep the truth online. We open up with a prayer as always. And Heavenly Father, we pray for this nation and the path of this nation. We pray for whatever is causing all the strife, the violence, misunderstandings, the deaths. We know you have a plan, a master plan, and we don't understand that plan. I assume in time we will, and we pray that you will show us the path and give us an understanding so we may understand your goals for our nation and for us as denizens of your great universe. We pray these things in your heavenly, gracious, glorious name. Oh, Lord. Amen. And folks, if you happen to hear a frog, it's not a frog in my throat. It's the frog in the neighbor's pool. It's quiet right now, but very, very loud. Anyway, one-time donors for June, Andy, Lisa, and Reverend Dave. Truth Premium subscribers for June, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, Diane, and Pamela. Patrons, Alicia and Dan. Hi, Anna and Shannon. We got Marilyn just showed up. Welcome all. Welcome everybody. So, yeah, we almost didn't have a podcast tonight. Everything was working against us. So, it started out. Couldn't connect. Hopefully we have a cable connection through the remainder of the podcast, but it was a real annoyance. And then finally I get connected. The computer decides to do a complete update of sorts. And then I found out that the invitations I send out, the main invite it expired. I had to recreate it. So we barely made it, just in on the wire. So those of you who got a late invitation, I apologize. Who asked for links, I apologize for that. But anyway, we're here tonight. Now, we're going to go on. We've got a busy night. And this is very important stuff because it's a continuance of some of the other shows we've done. Right now, the biggest issue right now that we're having is food and commodities and other things. They all wrap up into one, but they're all controlled by the deep state. BlackRock and Vanguard, two of the biggest, most evil deep state hedge funds. There are others out there. Those controlling those hedge funds are another topic for another day. But basically, I just learned recently that BlackRock owns, I think, 30% of Vanguard. That's even weirder. Anyway, they're evil. They control the money, they control us. What they want, their goals, from what I've determined, their goals are to eliminate all animals used for food, for milk, for anything that you would get from an animal. They want to eliminate animals because animals use a lot of carbon. That's what they say anyway. Now, this is not, you have to understand, this is not the real reason. The real reason is they want to control us as humans. They want to 100% control us to the point where we cannot do anything for ourselves. I want you to think about this. In 1960, if your car broke down, you could knock on your next door neighbor and the two of you could go out there with some tools and a toolbox and put your car in the guy's garage and hammer away at some parts and go to down to the local auto store and fix your car. That didn't happen today, folks. Dave, if you break down, you're taking it. And worse than that, if you got an electric vehicle and you break down, you're going back to where you bought the darn thing. Hi, Joanne. They're trying to make it so we can't do anything for ourselves. They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves. Why do they want to take our guns and our ammunition? They don't want us to be able to fix things, so they make them so complex and proprietary that we can't go in there and repair anything. And now they want to make food proprietary as well. What they're doing is they want everything hydroponic. They want to get rid of animals completely. Yeah, it's not such a bad thing to get rid of animals necessarily, but what the problem is, who controls what you eat, and what's the value of the food that you get? See, what they're going to do is they're going to own the seeds, which they already do. Then they're going to own the hydroponics plant to make these plants that they're going to turn into everything. Now, I mean, we're not talking, you know, dinner salad, folks. We're talking meat. They want meat made out of grass, and they want milk made out of grass. And all this is controlled by their grass. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to take these seeds. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's true though, that, you know, what they want is not farmers though. I mean, I don't have a problem with eating plants. I have a problem with the way they want to do it. They want to genetically engineer their plants, grow them in hydroponics, and own the legal rights to them, to the genetic, to the genome, basically. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to take these seeds and plants that they own, that you have no control over whatsoever, and they're going to feed them what? They're going to feed them just enough nitrogen and enough, you know, whatever they need just to grow. They don't care if these plants are healthy for you or not. That's the real problem. See, that's the real problem. They don't care what they put in. They're going to put in just enough that the plant can grow. And that's what's happening now. We're already deficient of nutrients because of the way plants are grown. And plants feed animals. So if you eat meat and you eat animals, then you're also eating these deficient animals that are fed exactly what they want just to make them grow, just to make the bottom dollar and to control you. That's their ultimate goal. And there was they discussed that at the World Economic Forum just this past month, to which our great congressman of the 9th Congressional District, God bless Dan Muser. What an idiot. You know, he was at that, and he doesn't open his mouth for us. And it's not his fault. I mean, all the members of Congress do the same darn thing. But this, they actually said it, and they actually admitted. They said, look, you know, we're going to have food insecurity. We're having food insecurity because of the war in Ukraine, and Russia won't sell us wheat. Price has gone up 30%, 33%. Fertilizer costs has gone up 33%, and the price of wheat has doubled in just the last 2 months. World Economic Forum says they believe there's only 11 months supply of wheat left in the world. So there you go. And now, if you want to have a trip, now I hate even talking about this, because I'm, as soon as I talk about it, I become a bigot. I become an Islamophobe. I've got a problem. If you don't believe me, you need to watch Press TV. Press TV comes out of Iran. It's a national television station. They hate Americans. They totally hate Americans. You got to watch it for a week, because you'll realize just how bad Islam hates America. It's a racist. Yes, thank you. But I'm not. I'm seriously not. Watch Press TV for a week and tell me that country and that nationality and that whole concept doesn't hate America. Honestly, I mean, I would like to believe otherwise, but I watch it all the time just because I want to hear the other side. But they blame the U.S. for everything. The United States is a cause. You know, it's not Russia. It's the United States. The United States caused Ukraine. And, you know, in part, it's true. In part, it's true because we put these puppet governments in. you know, right. The energy crisis, same thing. It's all the same thing, but it's all part of the, it's all part of the BlackRock deep state. Now I've got this great article that I was doing some reading. I'm going to skim through it and comment on it because this is so important. And this is from the childrenshealthdefense.org. And they're talking about the takeover of the food control. And the food control actually hurts the poor. The food control actually hurts the poor more than the rich because the rich don't care. They'll find their food somewhere. They'll grow their own food if they have to. Look at Bill Gates, who owns most of the farms now. The globalist takeover of the food system is underway. If they control the seeds, they control the food. If they control the food, they can control the people. They can control the people with digital IDs. They control consumer access to the food. They control everybody. At a glance, the globalist takeover is coming at us from every possible angle. The whether you're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food, all the changes we now see have one goal, and that is compliance with the globalist agenda. And I'm reading the comments. I don't quite understand that last comment. I apologize. Coexist bumper stickers. If we remove the C from those bumper stickers, everybody else can get along just fine. C. Might have to explain that one. The C, the letter C. Ah, there, that's perfect. Okay, now I got it. Now I got it. Thank you. Just a quick comment. I didn't quite understand there. Crescent moon of the Muslim. There you go. Exactly. Coexist. Beautiful. You're absolutely right. The global food system, the protein sources in particular, are under coordinated and intentional attacks to manufacture food shortages and famine. And we know they want to drop the population. You know, Bill Gates said that, and so did the World Health Organization. Want to drop the population down to 1 billion or less. That's a lot of people they got to kill off. And a lot of the poor ones are easy to kill. You can go to India, you can go to, you know, Western Africa, you can go to parts of China. Lots of places to kill people to bring that down. Plus the inner cities in America, you know, Lord knows, lots of places they're going after. The globalist elite intend to eliminate traditional farming and livestock and replace it with indoor-grown produce and lab-created protein alternatives that they own and control. Now think about that. They own and control. Like we talked about last week, you can't fix a John Deere tractor because not only are the computers, well, you figure computers are proprietary, but everything, even the starter motor for them is computerized, and it has to match, the serial numbers have to match the ignition module and the control module. If they don't, the tractor won't start. Tesla, same way. You can't take part out of one Tesla and put it in another one because the serial numbers won't match and the car won't run. What the hell do we need that for? I mean, we're just getting out of that. We just got Apple to make their iPhones repairable and supplies available to repair them. And now we're going into this crap. While the presence of hundreds of food brands gives the appearance of market competition, the reality is that the food industry is monopolized by fewer than a dozen companies. And all of them, all those companies, all own the food market, are owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. Now think about that. Go, yeah, and oh yeah, and Anne just came up and said John Deere's trying to go all electric. They're forcing the farmers to go electric because what they're going to do is shut off. They can electronically shut off all the gas-powered tractors and force the farmers to pay $1 million a piece for electric tractors and just throw away the gasoline-powered ones that they paid $1 million for. This is what it's coming to, folks. They will control us 100%. Your ability and eventually to buy food will be tied to your digital identity and perhaps your social credit score. I'm in trouble. I know that. Oh, my God. The globalist takeover agenda is nothing if not comprehensive. They're coming for us at every angle, whether you're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food. The changes we're seeing have one goal. That's to force compliance with the globalist agenda. In an April 27th blog, investigative journalist Corey Lynn takes a deep dive into the new food system being put in place and how it is geared to control you. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control the whole continents. Who controls the money controls the world. Famous quote by Henry Kissinger is ringing more true by the week, Lynn writes. The globalists already control the majority of the money. They're moving ever so swiftly to convert the energy system into systems that are that they are all invested in and have been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. They control the seeds. They control the food. They control the food. Now they can control you. With a rash of fire suddenly destroying food processing companies, meat fertilizer plants, during a time when farmers are hurting and supply chain issues are kicking in, an entire traceable food infrastructure has already been built in multiple cities, is making its way across the globe. The USDA and FDA have already approved lab-grown meat, genetically modified cattle, and are funding the globalists to research cellular agriculture as well as indoor growers and genetic companies. Their goal is to move everybody into the cities, have all the farms in the cities in high-rises. With no nutrition to your food. They don't care about us. As we said last week, Union Pacific's mandating railroad shipping reductions by 20%, which impacts CF Industries Holdings, the world's largest fertilizer company. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street happen to be the top shareholders in Union Pacific, with BlackRock and Vanguard are the top three shareholders of CF Industries Holdings. By mapping some of the largest vertical farms, that's your high-rise farms, it reveals the crops and grocery stores involved, locations, billions pouring into globalist investors and shareholders. It quickly becomes evident this is a global plan to control all produce, the ingredients that go into all food products. And like, I think you're absolutely right, Eric. Yeah, there's many people who are not going to want to believe this. It's hard to believe it. The final pieces are being put into place. Many are waking up to the realization that we've been massively fooled and are now at the mercy of a figurative handful of unelected official people whose megalomania is unsurpassed in human history. I mean, you know, trying to convince people, it's insane. And you're absolutely right. It's crazy because look at the media industry. There's the three, maybe four major companies, three where they control all the media, you know, and that's the mainstream media. And there's like two, you know, or three that control social media. So now BlackRock alone, BlackRock holds $10 trillion in assets, up from $6 trillion in 2017. Combined, these three largest investment firms in the world, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, have ownership of nearly 90% of all the S&P 500 firms. Through their investment holdings, they secretly wield a monopoly control over all industries. They own all the industries, especially technology. So the idea that there is competition anywhere, there is no free market, there is no competition, it is totally, truly, 100% an illusion, folks. There is no free market. It hasn't been for some time. Three companies own the world, and guess what? The Federal Reserve owns those three companies. The owners and shareholders of Vanguard include the Rothschild Investment Corp, Edmund de Rothschild Holding, the Italian Orsini family, American Bush family, the British Royal family, the DuPont family, the Morgan, Vanderbilt, and Rockefeller families. And the article left out the Vatican. The Vatican has a lot of investment in Vanguard and in BlackRock. BlackRock, meanwhile, has been called the fourth branch of government, as they're the only private firm that has financial agreements to lend money to the central banking system. Did you know that? I'm going to say that again. It's so important. BlackRock is the only private firm in the entire country that has financial agreements to lend money to the central banking, i.e. Federal Reserve. We're in trouble, folks. We're seriously in trouble. Hey, before I get too far in here, we're going to take a very brief break. I gotta calm down. I'm like out of it. I have to have some good news for something. And good news, folks, is we still have, while Mike Lindell's MyPillow award, I don't know who was issued, who was the winner. I wasn't told that. I apologize. The contest is over. I don't know if the winner's been issued or not, been advised yet or not. However, we still do have our discount and our sponsor, Mike Lindell and MyPillow. If you want to save some money, go to MyPillow.com. You can get up to 66% off by just using the promo code ETERNAL, just like Eternal Affairs Media, just ETERNAL, the word ETERNAL. Get up to 66% off. You can also call at 800-795-5993. And everybody should thank Mike Lindell for supporting our great cause. He actually went out and supported a lot of different companies. He went out looking for businesses and looking for charities and looking for causes like ours. So please do go and support Mike Lindell, My Pillow. Great pillow, by the way. Absolutely wonderful. My wife loves it. I just got her started on it. She just fluffed it up the other day. You just stick it in the dryer when it goes flat and poof, got a brand new pillow. Anyway, please support our sponsors and thank you so much. Now that I'm calmed down a little bit, we got another maybe 8 minutes here. So let's give it what we got here. So after siphoning $200 million of taxpayer funds to get the foundation started, this foundation FEAR became a non-government, not-for-profit organization. Bill Gates is one of its funders and founders, and its first board of directors included Deputy Director Robert Horsch of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In April 2019, FEAR launched the Precision Indoor Plants. You gotta love that. Precision Indoor Plants Consortium. Gotta love it. A public-private partnership of indoor growers, breeders, and genetics companies with the shared goal of advancing speed breeding and altering plant chemicals responsible for flavor, nutrition, and medicinal value. Five key crops are being worked on. Lettuce, tomatoes, strawberries, cilantro, and blueberries. In 2020, Monsanto Bayer, Monsanto is one of the most evil companies in the entire world, founded a startup called Unfold, which develops new vegetable seed varieties specifically geared for vertical farms. They're trying to get rid of all the rural farming. According to Lynn, GMOs already account for 75 to 80% of food that Americans consume. And once fresh produce is under patent, that percentage will be closer to 100%. You know what that means? You won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to buy seeds. You won't be able to grow your own food because it's patented and they own the rights to it. The University of California, oh, small wonder there, is working on plant-based mRNA vaccines. The idea is to disseminate vaccines through the conventional food supply. Think about this, folks. You want to take the shot? Now you're stuck with it. If you don't want to take the shot, you're not going to be able to eat. The idea is to disseminate vaccines through conventional food supply, which puts a whole new spin on the old adage, let thy food be thy medicine. Bill Gates insists that droughts and climate change are destroying our ability to farm. The future will consist of populations moving into metropolitan cities where indoor vertical farming is necessary to feed people. This is why he has acquired, if this is the case, why has he acquired 242,000 acres of farmland in the past decade, simultaneously investing in indoor farming? Who gets to sit at the table when healthy produce served by Bill Gates and the rest of the population eats gene-edited produce from lockdown facilities delivered to their local grocery store to be accessed only via digital ID? Now, the other thing I have is he's buying these farms, so you can't farm on them. If you're not farming on them, guess where the food's coming from? His vertical farm. So I kind of disagree with this commentator, but it's still a good article. You have to use your brain when you're reading these things. Meanwhile, the consultative group International Agricultural Research holds the world's largest private seed banks, consisting of 10% of the world's germ plasm across the entire globe, which is controlled by guess who controls the seeds? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller and Ford Foundations and the World Bank. what's going to happen to farmers when those astronomically enormous indoor vertical farm facilities take over every major city, locked in contracts with all major grocery chains, and are funded by some of the same billionaire globalists who are seeking to control human beings through every industry for the fourth industrial revolution. Smart, traceable, and net zero. And add gene editing to that. Canada-based Nutrien Ltd. is the world's largest fertilizer company. Recently warned the shortage is likely to extend into 2023. The price of fertilizer has skyrocketed to observed heights that have never been seen before, the Economic Collapse blog reports. UK and US are also paying farmers to not farm on their available land. California is paying farmers to grow less, ostensibly to save water. The UK is encouraging farmers to retire by offering them huge sums of money. On top of that, two of the largest water reservoirs in California have fallen critically low levels. Wildfires are devastating agricultures across the western half of the state of the nation, rather. In February of 2016, Good Food Institute was launched, funded by drumroll, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to reimagine meat production. In October 2021, the Good Food celebrated the USDA's getting USDA's $10 million grant for the creation of the first ever National Institute for Cellular Agriculture at Tufts University, so they can back researchers in manufactured meat. It's time to follow the science. Join our campaign. Hey, the emperor seriously has no clothes. In a blatantly self-serving gesture, Gates has publicly called for the West to quit eating beef and transition to lab-grown meats, ostensibly to address climate change. He's also rallied against legislative attempts to make sure fake meats are properly labeled, so that labeling would slow down public acceptance. Not surprisingly, Gates is financially invested in several faux meat companies. I'm going to hold it off here because we're running out of time. And I'm going to tell you, that's pretty much the story behind that. Now, you want to look at things. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you something else. I mean, they want to control everything. I'm looking at the ads. You know, I got a small property. We have 2/3 of an acre of land. But you still, you know, it takes me 3 times to fill up the little gas tank in my push mower to mow my grass. So they want me to buy, you know, I looked at the ads. The ads in the paper don't have any gas-powered lawnmowers. And we're in Pennsylvania. I can see that in California because they want to get rid of gas. Their idea is to get rid of gasoline within the next 5 years completely. Nothing's going to burn gasoline or fossil fuels within 5 years in California. That's the mandate they're having. But in Pennsylvania, I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at Lowe's. I'm looking at Home Depot, the hardware stores, Ace Hardware. Can't find a damn gas-powered lawnmower in any of them. They got these stupid electric lawnmowers. You know what? It's going to take a lot of gasoline to pay for the batteries and those things. I would have to buy 3 batteries to be able to mow my lawn and keep them all charged properly. And those batteries, I mean, the lawnmowers, you know, I could go out. You can still find a gas mower if you really look, but they're not advertised. Nobody wants to promote them. You can get a gas lawnmower for about $150. And you put in $3 worth of gasoline in, and you can mow a small yard. The minimum price for one of these stupid electric things is $300 or $400. And that's with 1 battery. So to buy another battery is another $200. To buy 3 batteries, you're looking at a $700 lawnmower. Yeah, I used to be able to buy one of those, what do you call them? I forget what they call those things, those fancy lawnmowers, the zero-turn lawnmower for that kind of money. It's ridiculous. We're headed down a very evil, bad path, folks. I don't know where it's headed. And I don't know if changing, you know, the Republican, Democrat, I don't know that it matters. You've got to get people in the Congress that understand what the hell's going on and don't have an interest in BlackRock or Vanguard, although BlackRock and Vanguard own Washington, D.C. right now. we're going to call it quits tonight because we've run out of time. The chariot has turned back into a pumpkin, but we pretty much covered the topic. We're going to continue this evil Build Back Worse plan that Biden has, and that Biden doesn't do anything. Biden doesn't have any plan. Biden doesn't know his own name. I'm sorry. There was a really great meme that I saw where there's Barack Obama standing up there, and there was Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and there were little like figurines of them, and they had like the puppeteer thing on it connected with strings. That's what it is, you know. That's where it is. And Barack Obama just wants the money. He's controlled by deep state for that. It's ridiculous. So yes, you're right, Eric. Deep state, never Trumpers, radical Democrats. A lot of the independents. Say independents. There's certain independents that are okay, but you know, you need to look. We need to do is we need to also look. I'm going to throw one last piece at you. We need to think about the libertarians. We need to all talk to our friends who are libertarians and make them understand there is no free market. Now, if they want to push, they should push their agenda, but that should be understand that you've got to get rid of the controllers of the market. There's no free market anymore. You know, you don't want government controlling it. You can't have the corporations controlling it. Who could make it right? There's food for thought. Hey, folks, a little short tonight on people, and you usually get more. Bring some folks over next week, 10 o'clock Thursday. I'll be running on all the topics of the day. We try to specify and stay on one topic on politically incorrect and, you know, beat it to a pulp. But, you know, we do our best for you and bring some more people on board. You get any great ideas for topics, feel free to shoot them my way. And other than that, God bless you. God, stay safe. Keep God in your heart. Keep our nation in your heart. Keep all the warring populations, the people who've suffered the terrible tragedies, please keep them all in your hearts and your prayers. Good night, everybody. God bless. See you next week, next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, Marilyn, as well. And thank you, Eric, for coming on board, as always. Thank everybody who showed up tonight. Good night. Oh, and before we go, everybody, keep us in your prayers. We're headed to Harrisburg on the 14th for what could be another January the 6th to take over our government in Pennsylvania and fix the election system. So we're going down with a crew. We got 76 Patriot groups going down on the 14th to Harrisburg. So pray for us, please. God bless you all. Have a good night.